Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
Good morning. I am so excited to be back with you today. I've been on vacation for the last week. I know you're going to feel sorry for me when I tell you where, but I have been in Florida for the last week vacationing with my mom and my sister and my daughter Raquel, and we've been having a great time. But Carrie, it's so good to be back today. Oh my gosh. I'm, you know what? I love the, weather in Florida, but I also love the people here. So it's kind of
a toss up.
I know it is. It pulls me both ways, but I'm excited about today's show. We have a special guest today, which we'll be bringing in just a little bit, Brenda Alacy, who is from WBEN. You hear Brenda and I on the Sandy Beach Show quite often. We do the Raw Truth together, the Raw Truth Health and Fitness Tips on WBEN. And also we do, we do some other things too, but she is also a contributing writer for many publications, including the Buffalo News. So Brenda's going to be on today because what we're going to be talking about today is how to survive going out to eat, how to survive dining in restaurants, and really restaurant dangers, because I've had a week of restaurant dangers, okay? I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I experienced, but really, spending a week with my sister who I love, Susan, she really opened my eyes to a couple of things and made me realize that, I need to be helping people to figure out what they're going to do in terms of choosing, menu items on restaurant menus, and really what to look for with that, because there are so many choices out there. And I know this past week when we've been in Florida, we went out to eat every single day, and it was pretty interesting because I have to say one place that we went out to eat did not offer any vegetables whatsoever. Can you imagine a restaurant that doesn't offer any kind of vegetables whatsoever? It was pretty disheartening. And, I said, so I don't see any vegetables on the menu. What can we eat in terms of vegetables? And the waitress said, well, you know what? There are no vegetables on the menu. We don't have any healthy food here. So if you're looking for healthy food, all we have is, clams and fish. Carrie, come on. No vegetables on the menu?
But didn't you say they had iceberg?
They had iceberg lettuce. That was my choice. Iceberg lettuce.
A bag of iceberg.
I'm like, okay, not even romaine lettuce. So I have never been to a restaurant that didn't offer any vegetables. So right off the bat, I was like, okay, this was early in our trip last week. And I thought, my goodness. So as the week went on and my sister, we were together every day going out to eat, and she was asking me, what's good? Should I eat this or should I eat that? I'm like, okay, there's my show for next week, all right? Because, wow, I always assume that everybody is kind of thinking the way I think. And, truly, it's interesting because when you are actually, I guess the first thing you need to do is think about what type of food you want to eat. But before you think about what type of food you want to eat, I think you need to make that commitment that you're going to eat right no matter where you go, okay? Because if you don't make that commitment that you're going to eat right no matter where you go, and you just say, well, I'm going to go with the flow. So if everybody chooses to go to a pizza and wings place, I'm going to go with the flow and I'm going to have pizza and wings. No. You need to think about, number one, the fact that you're going to make healthy choices and let it be known, okay? Don't go with the flow. And number two, be proactive about where we're going to go eat. And if possible, look at menus. Today I have the top 10 tips that I'm going to give you on how to survive, dining in today's world. Because really, when you look at that menu, there are so many hidden fats and sugars and sodium out there. So you really, really do need to, make the choices wisely. And be proactive about it, as I said. So, you know, Carrie, we're going to have a great conversation.
Well, I was going to say, you know, the interesting thing about going to a restaurant and you talk about commitment, I know for myself, when I go out to eat, if I don't tell myself before every time I go, it's not just like once a week or in the morning. It's like any time I walk into a restaurant, I have to tell myself, you will not have this. You will not touch that.
Right.
You will only order within this bracket of, you know, items. And then it's even the choice when I sit down. And then I'm hearing what other people are ordering. And then the bread comes. And it's just a constant choice. And it's the battle. But the more I do it, if I don't make that commitment before I walk in, that's almost like my own little support system for myself before I walk into the restaurant. But if I don't do that, it's gone. I'm going with the flow.
Exactly. You know, and good for you for doing that. And I was so proud of my sister this week because she was really, really trying to make healthy choices. And people around us were eating, oh my gosh, you know, supersized hamburgers with, you know, big white flour buns and french fries. And
well, I'm going to guess she did well because she had a little Robin Rot in her pocket. Because if you were with me at every restaurant, I'd be petrified even to order iceberg lettuce.
Oh. Well, you know what? She's been my sister for a long, long time, and this is the first vacation that we've had that we were both looking for healthy eating choices. And it was really wonderful, you know, the fact that we were. And you know, I was so glad that she was doing it because she's taking my transitions class right now, and she's gotten a ton of, you know, results from that. And, you know, it was just a wonderful week to really kind of focus and, you know, really see what other people are doing in terms of, you know, their choices. And really kind of turns me off when I see people eating bad, you know, in restaurants. There are a couple of things that I wanted to mention in the news that's fit to print. We have in today's paper, Paula Deen defends her deal and promises lighter fare. Apparently, she is, you know, saying that she's not going to change completely, but she's going to try and offer some lighter fare. And I know that, you know, Brenda Lacey, who I mentioned that we're going to have on in just a little bit, had interviewed her herself when Paula was in town. So, you know, she is going to offer lighter fare, and also she said that she's not going to be bothered by the criticism she had by coming forward, you know, with her, you know, with her, the fact that she has diabetes. But I am anxious to see what she's going to be doing in terms of changes. And another article that was in the paper, actually there were two the week that I was gone. One was about standing at your desk may help you lose weight, and it was about, you know, a study that had that basically said the sitting disease, sitting is the sort of the new smoking, the Mayo Clinic endocrinologist said recently before participating in an experiment designed to tackle so-called lifestyle. And basically, Levine, who walks on a treadmill while he works and believes in walking staff meetings. So he's talking about the fact that, you know, we can, he suggested that employees can burn up to 350 additional calories per day, reduce their health care costs, and perform better at work by replacing 2.5 hours of sitting with standing each day. I'll tell you this, Carrie, when I was the national director for Bally Total Fitness, my life and my lifestyle changed dramatically. I was working in the Chicago offices, in the corporate office, and I was actually on my computer, no lie, from 7:30 in the morning until like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. And I'm used to working in a club. Okay, I was in the corporate office. I'm more used to working in a club where I'm up and down, I'm teaching classes in the day and everything else. I literally gained 5 pounds in the first month. And I know it was from just sitting. You know, I was still working out after hours, but it wasn't the same. I was sitting so much that honestly, I saw a huge change, and that 5 pounds the first month and 5 pounds the next month, I was like, forget it. I have to change my lifestyle. So I really actually had to start working out in the middle of the day and pushing myself away from my desk to be active because it was so clear. I was spreading in the, you know, buttocks section just from
sitting. You were getting comfy in your chair.
Yeah. And I thought, my gosh, you know, I have been so blessed over the years to have a job where I'm running around the gym. You know, it really struck me that, you know, sitting at my desk crunching numbers was not what I wanted to do.
What did you do during the day? I mean, to when you push yourself away from the desk?
Oh, well, fortunately, my office at the corporate office at Bally Total Fitness was like three doors down from the gym. So I would just take my breaks in the gym and just, you know, jump on the treadmill, which is not like me. I mean, 2 minutes on the treadmill to me seems like 2 hours. I'm not used to the treadmill. I like group exercise classes where there's a ton of energy. But, you know, so when I saw this, standing at your desk may help you lose weight. Standing at your desk, walking meetings, I love that kind of thing. I love it. So the other article that caught my eye was that watching the signs, you know, does help us to lose weight. And this was basically, there was a study done by the American Journal of Preventive Meds. And basically it said the signs in different locations in buildings about burning calories and not electricity. In other words, not taking the elevator, but actually taking the stairs, encouraged the people who were working in the building to be more active. And so, you know, walking up the stairs just 2 minutes a day helps prevent weight gain. We know that. It also helps the environment, right? So, you know, this study was done by saying that, you know, buildings, facilities, companies should have signs around to remind people to take the stairs and not to take the elevator. And, you know, that it did work. The study they did where they had more signs for people to be aware of that and remind them not to take the escalator or the elevator worked. And again, you know, anything helps, right? I mean, anything helps. The fact that, you know, we are active is, you know, what we're all trying to do. But sometimes you just get caught in that zone where you're basically thinking about nothing but, you know, sitting, working, whatever.
Oh, so, yeah. It's a struggle.
I know we have a caller here, and we have Donna on the line. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Fine, and yourself?
Oh, good. You're on with the Raw Truth. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a question.
Yes.
My question is, I've been on the program for like 3 weeks, and I've been noticing over the course of the last couple days that I've been, my appetite, I'm hungry. And I don't know if it's because I'm working out again and my appetite is increasing because of the extra exercise. However, I wanted to know what I could do to either help the cravings of the hunger or what I could eat throughout the day that would help me to still be able to reach my goals.
Well, I'll tell you, if you're on the low glycemic program, correct?
Yes.
So, you know, the low glycemic program is really designed to stabilize your blood sugar, but only if you really eat that way, okay? So basically what you need to do is eat foods that stabilize your blood sugar, such as foods that are high in protein and high in fiber, so that your blood sugar is stabilized and you're not craving foods, your blood sugar's not dropping. It's possible that you're not eating enough as well. I mean, if you're hungry, I'll tell you something. You know, when I'm eating all day long, and I know not everyone can do that when you have the type of job that you can't eat at your desk or, you know, at your workplace or whatever. When I'm eating all day long, I feel like my energy is up and I feel like I have no cravings. But you crave what you eat. So it's important to remember that number one, you need to eat the foods that you want to crave. So you need to eat a lot of vegetables. You need
That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm eating lots and lots and lots of salads. I'm eating egg whites in the morning.
Good.
And, the expanded bar and the protein bar that I'll have occasionally, as well as a lot of fish and tuna fish. And no breads, no grains, no sugar. Now, I am incorporating some raisins in my salad. Is that low glycemic? I thought it was.
Well, you know, raisins are okay. You just have to be careful not to eat too many of them. I'm thinking, you know, how many hours apart are you eating? I mean, do you eat all day or do you, like, eat every 2 hours or do you eat every 4 hours?
I sometimes force myself. Sometimes I'll eat every 2 hours, but then sometimes I'm making myself wait to that third hour.
Oh, yeah. No, if you can eat, I mean, literally, I eat vegetables all day long. Carrie's sitting here with a bag of vegetables. When she came in this morning, she plopped her vegetables down. You know, I eat vegetables all day long, and then I eat every 2 to 3 hours, you know, some kind of, you know, something that's going to stabilize my blood sugar that has fiber in it and a little bit of protein. And so, you know, my guess is, because I've had this, you know, question from other clients as well, that you're either you know, not eating enough, you're not drinking enough, because water will also make you feel full, and you're not stabilizing your blood sugar, you know, enough. Because, I think you mentioned the Extend Bars, right?
Yes.
Okay, the Extend Bars are great because they stabilize your blood sugar up to 9 hours. But I'm finding for myself that it's not like I can eat an Extend Bar and go 9 hours without, you know, eating anything else. I still have to eat, you know, within a couple hours of that. And of course, we want to eat food, not food like things like bars. But I know that, you know, basically it's when you're on the go, that's a better choice than, you know, not eating at all. So I would try three things. Drink more water, eat more often, and make sure that all your meals and snacks include fiber and protein.
Fiber and protein. So if I'm eating a little bit more, can I kind of, because based on the program, you get 4 to 6 ounces, I believe, of protein. So if I'm eating a little more, can I kind of take that protein in half? Say so, maybe two ounces of protein and some vegetables. You know what I mean?
Can
I?
You can. Oh yes, you can. You can. You can divide the protein up, and you can also add. You can have 3 meals of protein and 1 snack of protein and fiber. So, you know, 3 meals, 1 snack, and you can divide those grams up.
Okay.
All right. So I'm so glad you called, Donna, and you know. Keep going, because you're doing fantastic. It sounds like you're on the right track. It just sounds like you need to stabilize your blood sugar a little bit more and really make sure you're drinking that water. Journal and you know, just keep doing what you're doing.
Another thing, since you said that the lemon, can I drink, would that lemon and water be something that would maybe be helpful throughout the day to cut the cravings?
It does help cut your cravings, and sure, you can have it outside of just that warm lemon and water in the morning. That's perfectly fine.
Okay. All
yes.
right. So, okay, well, thank you so much.
All right. Well, you know, God bless you, and make it a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, so we are going to our endorsed sponsors. Don't forget, if you want to be an endorsed sponsor of The Raw Truth, you can go to my website, robbieraw.com, and, you know, email me or what have you. But stick around, because my favorite hairstylist is up next.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me, because I go to Morisel Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisel Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair, and let them know Robbie sent you. I know you're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you will learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I'll engage you with all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services, from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Welcome back to The Raw Truth with health and fitness instructor Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
Hello, if you're just joining us, you're here with The Raw Truth. I'm Robbie Raw, live today in the WDCX studios, back from vacation. Our phone lines are open at 83-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And I am back from vacation. Today we're talking about, actually I have the top 10 tips to eat fit while dining out. We're talking about dining disasters, eating out in restaurants. And, you know, again, my hope and prayer today is that I'll help someone out there to live that abundant life that God, you know, has planned for us. And, you know, I want to encourage you to call in because your question or comment may bless someone else. But, you know, I have Brenda Alacy. I'm so excited, Brenda, that you're here today. Brenda Alacy is in the studio with me, and Brenda is, you know, you've heard Brenda's Bites on WBEN. And Brenda, you and I do The Raw Truth on WBEN on the Sandy Beach Show.
We sure do, Robbie. It's great to be with you. And, gee, you came back just in time for the snow.
Yeah, you know, I'm not happy about that.
Know.
But, you know, I love the people here. I'm not so fond of the weather, although the winter hasn't been bad.
No, it hasn't.
But
it's great to be with you. I'm honored to be a guest on your show. And you have taught me so much about nutrition and exercise and the proper way to eat. And I'm just so happy that you have a forum like this to help thousands upon thousands of people all over the country and into Canada as well.
Thank you. Thanks so much, Brenda. And, you know, I wanted you to be on the show because a couple of reasons. Number one, you do a column, a feature called Brenda's Bites for
right.
WBEN. And if you go on the website at WBEN, you'll see under features Brenda's Bites. And she does a weekly column there, correct? And, you know, you also write about food. You're a contributor for many publications, including the Buffalo News.
That's right. And I often do food features or I do health-related features. And it's a real passion of mine. And I think once you learn to eat properly and start to exercise, you feel so much more alive. And it's so important, I think, to try to educate people and spread the word. And it's an ongoing education process for me. So talking to people like you, taking the transitions class, going to the gym and watching you are unbelievable in action.
Oh my gosh,
you're a whirling dervish, Robbie. So it's amazing to see all of these pieces sort of come together. And that's what I like to learn about and then write about.
Well, you know, thank you for that. But, you know, I love your features, and of course, you've actually, you know, interviewed me for a couple of features, too, and I'm so grateful for that. You have a couple of articles coming up in March that I know you interviewed me and Dr. Sam Shacken.
Talked to Dr. Shacken the other night, and the upcoming articles are actually two, and you can look for them in the March 8th Health Supplement in the Buffalo News. It's a separate magazine, and we did two pieces. The first was on energy-boosting techniques. What do you do for an energy boost? And the other one will be on shake supplements and energy bars. Do they really provide energy? And if so, which ones? So I know that you contributed to some of that, and Dr. Shaken was key to my shakes and supplements and energy bar. And, you know, the recurring theme, Robbie, was really about the low glycemic eating.
Yes.
I kept hearing that over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously exercise. And to some, that may seem counterintuitive because you're thinking, my gosh, you know, I'm so tired. If you get done with work or it's the weekend, you just want to sleep in a little bit or just hang out and watch TV. The best thing to do when you hit that wall, perhaps at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is to get up and start moving and to do some sort of exercise. Because even though it feels like you have no gas left in the tank, once you start moving, it's amazing how that starts to regenerate and give you the energy that you feel like you're lacking. It's a lot better than reaching for a cup of coffee or a candy bar or a bag of chips. And I've certainly been guilty of doing that. But I am in the routine now. When I get home from work, I exercise almost every day. And I feel a difference if I don't.
Oh, absolutely. And energy produces energy. We know that.
Right.
You know, many times we're too tired because we have not exercised. I know we have Mary on. Stay with us, Mary. But I just wanted to ask you, Brenda, because you and I met, you know, a couple years back through a mutual friend. It was really a divine intervention. I'm just so grateful for having met you, and I'm so grateful for doing the Raw Truth on Sandy Beach's show with you and Brenda's Bites. But your background is very interesting. I mean, tell me a little bit about what you did before you came to Entercom.
Well, before that, I've been in the media for a number of years, and I have a degree. I have actually 2 degrees, and the first one is in criminal justice, believe it or not.
Really?
I didn't know that. Yeah, I really enjoyed that whole curriculum, and I went to law school for a year, and out of state. I was in Ohio, and I thought, when I got there, it was sort of a natural progression, and I thought, gee, this really isn't for me. This isn't what I want to do. I am, however, Robbie, a firm believer in that no education is ever wasted. So it was a valuable experience. When I came back to Buffalo and I was kind of floundering around, I was always fascinated by the media, so I went back to school and got another degree in media communications. And that's when I started my journey into the media world, a very circuitous route. But, you know, I think by having a varied background, it helps bring a bigger perspective to things. So I started my career in radio news, and I've always been a freelance writer. And then ultimately, I got my dream job. I was a TV producer for the Empire Sports Network.
Wow.
And I did that for 8 years. And unfortunately, Empire shut down when Adelphia closed due to the scandal.
Yes.
And unfortunately, again, a lot of people lost their jobs, and a lot of good people are still out of work and looking for work. But my career took a big turn at that point. I was asked to come to Entercom Radio to work in the sales and marketing department. So I've been an account executive at Entercom for over 7 years now. So you never know which way life will take you. And I think it helps to have a well-rounded background. But I enjoy the variety of media opportunities, you know, everything from talk radio like this to writing and you know, coming up with creative campaigns to help businesses succeed.
Well, Entercom and Buffalo News are blessed to have you because you...
Thank you.
I love your features. I love them. And I can't wait to see the article that comes out on March 8th in the Buffalo News. So we're going to take a call, and then we're going to talk actually in a few minutes about restaurant dangers and how to eat fit while dining out. And so anyway, Mary, you're on the air with Raw Truth. Welcome.
Hi, Robbie. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
And then, now, what's going on today, Mary? Did you have a question?
Well, myriad questions.
Oh, wow.
Myriad questions. And you know that I've been trying to get together with you for quite a long time. And I'm overweight, and probably about 40 pounds, I would think. I'm not sure how it works now as far as, you know, all the charts and what's normal, what isn't. But I have some extenuating circumstances, but I'm not sure if you remember my having told you about them when I saw you last at Diane's, which was probably a few years ago there, I think. But one of which is I was diagnosed with a really bad cervical stenosis, and it's extremely painful, and it's very debilitating and limiting, and it's a degenerative, or so they say, degenerative type of condition, diagnosed with a brain tumor. I can't work out the way I used to work out. I was an avid exerciser all my life. I always did high-impact aerobics and loved it, thrived on it, and was never overweight. Felt very good. Now I'm kind of in this abysmal limbo that it's challenging, you know, my joy in life. And I just want to, I need to get better. I need to change things. And so I'm seeking wisdom of God and experts like you who are warm and loving and compassionate to kind of steer me in the right direction.
Mary, you know, gosh, I know you're a believer in, my gosh, you know, thank God for that. I don't know how people face the kind of things that you just mentioned, you know, without being a believer, and praise God. Praise God for that. You know, we know that God has a plan, of course, and you know, first and foremost, we need to keep, you know, the faith in that respect.
Absolutely.
You know, and as far as your weight goes, you know, really, if you're doing what I'm suggesting, it will not only help, you know, your health, but also help your weight. I really like to encourage people to focus more on, you know, number one, living that abundant life, being healthy, to live for Christ, which I know that you already feel.
Oh, absolutely agree with that. 100. Yeah. That's part of, I don't know if it's part of the problem or not, but I wake every morning at 2 in the morning. I'm a teacher, so I'm at school by 6 in the morning. So I wake up at 2 to be sure that I get that time with the Lord and that quality time to worship and to pray and to read the Word of God. I can't go into the building without that, and I need it. I need that protection. I need that encouragement and that wisdom before I go into a high school, you know,
right,
for my day. But it also limits the rest of my day, and I'm tired. And there's some other things I probably should speak with you about personally that I'm not able to share but over the phone for time purposes and
absolutely,
many other reasons. But
mm-hmm,
I'd love to spend some time with you and maybe get your wisdom and get your leading, you know, beside the leading of the Lord, who has really brought me to you and you to me.
Well, you know, I know it wasn't a coincidence that you called in today, and you're, I'm sure, blessing someone else who's listening right now. But, you know, we will, I definitely will talk to you off the air. But I do want to say a couple of things, and that is, you know, my thoughts and my feelings have always been, and my advice to people have always been, as I told you, you know, number one, keep your eyes focused on Christ. And number two, to, you know, focus on your health rather than your weight, because, losing weight and body fat and inches, that comes, when you start focusing on your health and eating right. And
mm-hmm, that's, you know, so good. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, I mean, because when I was 30 pounds overweight, and 30 pounds may not seem like a lot, but, you know, when you're 5'1¾", it is a lot. And when you're mm-hmm, used to being, you know, small, and all of a sudden you gain 30 pounds, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it is depressing. I've been there, done that. And so when I tried to lose weight, to look good and, you know, all that kind of stuff, it just didn't work for me. I mean, what I did is really, you know, first and foremost, pray about it. But number two, you know, focus on eating right for health and really, again, having the energy to make it through the day and improve and help the lives of the people around me, my kids and my, you know, family, and to be able to serve others. And I know in order for me to do that, and I was a registered nurse at the time that I had mm-hmm, gained 30 pounds, I know for me to make a difference in the life of the people around me that I needed to eat right. Otherwise, I could not do God's will for my life. I couldn't be effective. I couldn't be that, you know, that steward out there, you know, honoring and glorifying God and helping others and serving others without having that energy. And so, you know, that's my advice, you know, overall. But I do want to talk to you more off the air and how, you know, I can help you. It took
some
me
of the specifics, yes. That I really desperately need your help. I feel as though it's a life or death situation. And I know that sounds a bit dramatic, but I don't think it is. I really feel that the Lord has directed me to you as part of the answer, and this is through prayer and, you know, intercession and being concerned about my ability to live well for the Lord and to take care of, as you say, the people in my life, my children, and very much so my students, whom I just absolutely adore. I love my students, and I know that I'm in their lives for a purpose, and it's not just for teaching English. It's a far deeper purpose, and I want to shine that example of the Lord and let my body be a vessel of honor unto Him.
Right.
And it's all tied in, spirit, soul, and body, and I know you understand this.
Absolutely, and your heart's in the right place, Mary, so I know that God's hand is on you.
You
know, I can I pray for you on the air?
Absolutely. I covet those prayers, and I thank you.
Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing Mary, you know, to the program today and giving her that courage to call in, Lord Jesus. I know that's not always easy to do. And I just thank you for Mary, Lord Jesus, in my life and in her blessing, you know, of others and those that she's ministering to, even though she has her own struggles, Lord Jesus. I know, Lord, that you're, you know, the greatest doctor, and, you know, we should put all of our faith in you and not worry, Lord. Please give Mary peace and keep your hand on her as she loves you, Lord Jesus, and just continue to walk with her through, you know, this time of her life. And I ask you that whatever your will is to be done, but give Mary peace over that and help her to improve her health, Lord, so that, you know, she can live that vibrant life and so that she can minister to others and give you all the glory, Lord. That's what we pray today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, thank you, Robbie. How sweet of you to take the time to do that. Lord bless you. That's just so encouraging. Thank you, friend.
Mary, hold on, because I'm going to have Carrie get your number, okay? Can you hold on one second?
Okay, great. You bet.
All right. God bless you, Mary. Thank
God
you so much
you, Robbie. Thank you.
And I will call you, okay?
Okay, sweetie.
Okay, hold on. Love you. Bye. Oh, gosh. I'm so glad she called in today, and wow, you know, I'm just overwhelmed with, number one, her love for, you know, Christ, and also, you know, I'm so grateful that she's keeping her eyes focused on Christ, because really, we can't make it through the day without, you know, knowing God. I'm sure of that. I already know that, and I hope others know that are listening right now, that, you know, no matter what your struggle is out there, that knowing God is first and foremost, and, you know, no matter what happens, we can walk with Christ through all of our trials and tribulations. We're going to go into a break right now, and Sam Shacken is one of our endorsed sponsors. We're going to highlight him in just a few minutes, but stay with us, because I have Brenda Alacy in the studio right now from WBEN and Brenda's Bites, and also a contributor for the Buffalo News. So grateful you're here, Brenda, and we'll come back in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shacken Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shacken specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shacken for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on the Raw Truth.
Start your journey of health and wellness on the right path and experience the Raw Truth at Minty Wellness. Christian owned and operated, Minty Wellness is a distinctive restaurant, hotel, and spa nestled in Darien Center, New York. They offer fresh, delicious vegan and raw food cuisine, relaxing and rejuvenating body treatments, and a peaceful place to stay overnight. They are committed to helping you on your journey to better health. Call Minty Wellness today for more information at 585-591-3939 and let them know Robbie sent you.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
Hi, this is Robbie. I finally have the hairstyle that works for me, because I go to Morisella Salon in Williamsville. They don't just cut and color my hair. They create a look for me that complements my features, suits my active lifestyle, and they'll do the same for you. The team of Morisella Salon will show you how to love your hair again. Every visit begins with a complete consultation, so call them today at 634-3172. That's 634-3172. It's the only place I go for my hair. And let them know Robbie sent you.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And if you're just joining us, I'm Robbie Raw. We're back live this weekend in the WDCX studios in Buffalo, New York. I have Brenda Alacy in the studio with me. Brenda, you'll know from Brenda's Bites and WBEN. Brenda and I do a segment on the Sandy Beach Show called The Raw Truth. And Brenda, I'm so excited that you're here today. Also, you're a contributor for the Buffalo News, and you have a couple of articles coming up in March. So we need to look for that, because they're going to be about supplements, shakes, bars, and how to keep your energy up, right?
That's right. Exactly right. And by the way, I have never seen you sit still for 40 minutes before.
Isn't it amazing?
I'm amazed to see this.
It's hard. It's hard. Trust me, I'm going to go do jumping jacks.
I figure in the next break, we'll do a few moves together.
That's right. Some kickboxing moves. I love when you take my class, by the way.
By the way, your class is absolutely amazing. I've taken it, I think, three or four times now. I come out of there dripping wet. And I feel like I've really worked out. And it's so different because usually I do, you know, how you were saying you like doing group classes. I've actually done more solitary things, treadmill, you know, stair stepper, the pre-core, that kind of thing, and do my own weights. And I've worked out with trainers over the years, but I always end up going back to my own routine. So to come to your class is such a revelation, Robbie.
Oh,
and you do kind of pick up the energy from the other people in the class. And I'm also amazed at the wide range. You have everybody in there from teenagers to seniors, and it's an inspiration to see these people work out. And you just buzz it around the gym like, you know.
I told her she's like one of those wind-up little dolls.
Yes.
You wind her up, and then I don't even know her anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even know who she is.
Unbelievable energy and I feel completely uncoordinated in there, by the way. And you never make anybody feel bad. I mean, I just try to keep up the best I can. And I like the fact that you move around because this is a huge gym studio.
Yes.
And you don't just stay up in front and do your thing. You walk around, you try to help people, and never stop moving. So,
well, it's hard for me to stay in one spot.
I've noticed.
When I teach cycling, I have to get off the bike because I cannot sit for an hour and be energetic. It's just coming out of me. But thank you. You two aren't too biased, are you?
We're not.
Yeah, I think you must have a little treadmill under the microphone or something.
That's not a bad idea. I like
just
that
idea.
Just
like the article you were talking about, right?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I loved when Sandy Beach came to the show.
Yes.
Or came to the show.
He's
came
still
to the,
talking about it, Robbie.
The class. I love Sandy Beach. Oh, my gosh. But, yeah, we got to get him back there again.
Definitely.
So today we're talking about restaurant dangers, and I have a list of the top 10 tips to eat fit while dining out. And, Brenda, you've done so many articles and features on dining out.
Yes.
Are you looking at healthy choices when you go out, or
absolutely,
do you just eat whatever is the best is on the menu?
Well, you know, I can really relate to what you were saying about losing weight, because in 1990, I lost 35 pounds.
Wow.
And I kept it off. And I actually, my husband took your transitions class a year ago, and I sat in with him. And just by virtue of what I learned in your class, I've lost a couple more pounds too, and I'd like to think that I understand it a little bit better. It's an ongoing education, obviously, Robbie.
Yes.
But,
yes.
In the morning now, I eat Greek yogurt and fruit and with a little Ezekiel cereal sprinkled on top, thanks to you. And before that, I thought, well, I'm eating healthy. I was eating low-fat cereal and skim milk and fruit, but then I'd probably have another kind of grain, maybe a half a bagel. And I remember you specifically telling me, too many grains, pal. And
Yes.
So I've learned a lot. And that translates to restaurant experiences, too. What I try to do when I go out to dinner is I love to go out to eat. I look forward to eating like you
me
can't
too.
Believe.
Love going
First
out.
Thing I think about in the morning is food. When I'm having breakfast, I think about my next meal. It's always there.
I am, too. And I'm glad to hear someone who's, you know, thin and fit admit that along with
absolutely.
Me.
So I've learned to eat, you know, protein with veggies. Last night we went out to dinner and we had fish, but instead of having a starch, I said, let's have fish with two, double up the veggies.
And that's
what
one of my
did.
Tips.
And
yeah.
It's very, very satisfying and delicious. You don't feel deprived, and you can still go out and enjoy yourself.
Right. You know, that's actually one of my top 10 fit tips to dine out. And this week, I was talking about the fact that I was in Florida for a week with my family, and my sister, who is very trying to eat healthy and doing a great job of it, it really helped open my eyes when she asked a lot of questions. So, you know, my number one tip is decide right off the bat not to throw caution to the wind and go with the flow or follow the crowd. You know, this may require you to speak up and vote on where you want to eat right off the bat, which is hard for people to do because they don't want to upset the apple cart. But you need to speak up right off the bat and say, you know what, I don't want to go to a pasta place where I might not have any other choice other than, you know, Italian food. I mean, I love Italian food, but do I eat it out? Absolutely not, because the only type of pasta I eat is a low glycemic pasta like Ezekiel pasta. And you know, unfortunately, I have to bring my own noodles if I go out to eat. It's just, you know, that's just like that.
B-Y-O-N.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know, you really do, number one, need to, you know, make sure that you are speaking up in voting. Number two, choose the right restaurant right off the bat that offers lean protein or vegetarian vegan rather than pasta dishes, as I said. You know, we know pasta is very high glycemic. And again, no pizza and wings. I mean, there was a time when I was in school and actually when I was in college as well, that, you know, pizza and wings is what we ordered when a sure. bunch of us came over my mom's house. We'd order pizza and wings. I remember having two slices of pizza, which for a girl who, you know, weighed 100 pounds was a little bit much, okay? And I didn't weigh 100 pounds very long after eating two slices of pizza every week. It just doesn't work for you. So, you know, when I was out this week in Fort Myers and in Cape Coral with my sister and family, you know, we were looking for places that had fish and lean protein. I don't eat meat, but I had, you know, seafood quite a bit and vegetarian, you know, foods, so that I knew that I was not going to be, you know, tempted. We did go to a pasta place one night, but I, again, had fish with like a Mediterranean topping on it. My third tip on how to survive eating fit while dining out is ask them not to eat the bread. I mean, Brenda, you're Italian. We love bread.
I love bread.
We
yes.
love bread. And, you know, chances are the bread that they're going to bring is not going to be Ezekiel bread. It's going right. to be very high glycemic bread, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I know I can think of my, you know, one of my favorite restaurants here that offers a very, very good, you know, bread right off the bat, which I love. And oil with spices that you dip in. And yes, dipping your bread in oil does lower the glycemic index of food. However, that's not one of the choices we want to have. Even though it lowers the glycemic index, there's still a problem eating that white flour, white sugar bread. You know, we're in the last quarter of the program right now, and I know we have a caller on the phone. You can still call in the last quarter of the program, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. You can share your tips for dining out, or maybe you have a question, or maybe you haven't, you know, experienced a disaster like I did with a restaurant that did not offer vegetables. But, you know, stick around because we're going to go into another one of our breaks right now. And one of the our endorsed sponsors, Brenda, is Minty Wellness, which I love Minty Wellness. They have the best vegan vegetarian food. And that's when I say choose the restaurant right off the bat. When I go somewhere to eat, I want to go to a place like Minty Wellness. Not only can you stay overnight there and get spa services, but they also have a vegetarian and vegan chef there that Jay is out of this world. The food is unbelievable. We got to go there, girlfriend.
I can't wait to try it, Robbie.
Stick with us because we're going to be talking about more top 10 tips to eat fit while dining out with Brenda Lacey.
Start your journey of health and wellness on the right path and experience the raw truth at Minty Wellness. Christian owned and operated, Minty Wellness is a distinctive restaurant, hotel, and spa nestled in Darien Center, New York. They offer fresh, delicious vegan and raw food cuisine, relaxing and rejuvenating body treatments, and a peaceful place to stay overnight. They are committed to helping you on your journey to better health. Call Minty Wellness today for more information at 585-591-3939 and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs. Needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Hey everybody, there's finally an auto repair facility that you can actually feel good about. One that you can trust, one with integrity, and the only place I'll take my car for service. It's clean, modern, and professional. It's Integrity Auto Service. The name says it all. Give Ralph a call and try it out. You won't be disappointed. That's Integrity Auto Service, 6411 Walmore Road, across from the Niagara Falls Air Base in Wheatfield. Call 731-1100. Experience the difference integrity makes.
Your body is one of a kind, so it needs to be handled with the best care. There's no one Robbie Raw trusts more than Dr. Samuel Shackin Jr. of the Aesthetic Associates Center in Amherst. Dedicated to rejuvenating and enhancing your natural beauty, Dr. Shackin specializes in aesthetic plastic surgery, advanced medical skin care, and anti-aging techniques. Call Dr. Shackin for your confidential appointment at 839-1700. That's 839-1700. And let him know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
I know you're committed to changing your body and improving your health, but you're not seeing the results. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your health, fitness, and nutrition coach. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body. I offer private, semi-private nutrition and fitness coaching and a 12-week transitions lifestyle class where you will learn the secrets of healthy eating to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I'll engage you with all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. For more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And if you're just joining us, I have the top 10 tips to eat fit while dining out. Brenda Lacey from WBEN, a contributor writer for the Buffalo News, is in the studio with me this morning because I love Brenda's bites. I love to bite
Brenda's
with
healthy bites.
Yes, I love to bite with Brenda. I love when we go out and have bites. And I love your feature. And I love the fact that we're on the Sandy Beach Show and talking about the Raw Truth there. But I have some more tips, and we have people on the line. So stay with us because we only have about 10 minutes of the show left. But I wanted to give a couple more tips. So those of you on the lines, just stay with me for 1 second here. You know, we need to choose lean protein like fish, chicken, turkey, or vegetarian vegan fare like Minty Wellness. And also ask how the dish is prepared and request no butter, heavy creams, and sauces. I know you brought that up, Brenda, too, that when you go out to eat.
You can have control. You can ask them, please put it on the side. Or, you know, the old tip about just dipping your fork into the dressing and then putting it into the salad. Don't be shy. I mean, people are more and more conscious of that. So I think restaurant owners and servers are aware of that.
Right. Yeah. You know what? It's okay to be a pain. I can't remember whatever movie that was with what's her name? I can't remember the
Meg star. Ryan.
Meg Ryan.
When Harry met Sally.
Okay,
yeah.
I want this on the
right,
side. I know. But it's true. You have to be
absolutely
that way. And you also mentioned ask for double vegetables and skip the potatoes. And, you know, unless they have sweet potatoes, which many times they don't, forget about the potatoes. Just ask for the double veggie. I'm going to take a call right here. Nancy, you're on the air with The Raw Truth.
Hi, Robbie.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. And do you have a question or comment?
Kind of both. One thing you've been talking about, I enjoyed listening to the story about your trip and going to the restaurants and looking for vegetables at the restaurant. And, you know, living in Western New York, it frustrates me that, you know, I really do enjoy going out to eat, and there's so few places that are available, such as, you know, the vegetarian type places. There's so few. I mean, at every corner there's, you know, the franchise places with all the very unhealthy foods. So I just, you know, I wonder why there aren't more healthy options out there, because everybody I talk to wants to eat healthy.
Yeah.
You know, my kids are talking about being vegetarians, and, the younger kids are really looking to that kind of a lifestyle. Is it hard to stay in business as a vegetarian restaurant? I wonder about that.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, that's, you know, that's why I love Minty Wellness and their, you know, menu they have there, because I really, you know, I have found that some restaurants have some healthy choices, but at least when you go there, you know, at Minty Wellness, they are basically giving all of your choices, including dessert, is made healthy there. And I love to have dessert. You know, one of my tips is to skip dessert, but I love to have dessert. But I don't know, Nancy. I think that it would be great if we had more.
You know, Nancy, you bring up a great point, but I think if you go to a lot of the ethnic restaurants, I'm a big fan of Indian cuisine, a lot of those places have vegetarian options, or even Greek places. Mediterranean, absolutely. You can kind of design your own vegetarian. And even with the protein and the veggies, Robbie, that's a way around it as well. And the more we educate people and talk about this, I think the more the restaurant community will understand there's a need for this.
Right, and I think you need to do your next article on that, Brenda.
That's a thought. I like that.
Encouraging those restaurants out there to, you know, to basically offer more. I mean, because it's Buffalo, but people want to be healthy and fit here. And speaking of Buffalo and healthy and fit, Nancy, thank you for calling in. I'm so glad you called in this morning. I'm sorry I'm rushing you. But
Thank you, Rob. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. And God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Speaking of healthy and fit, we have Dr. Sam Shacken on the line as well. Good morning, Dr. Shacken.
Hey, Robbie.
How are you?
Hey, Brenda.
Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm doing great. Super.
Well, if we're not healthy and fit by our own accord, Dr. Shacken can help make us healthy and fit.
Well, I usually work hand in hand with you, Robbie, of course, and we get the people doing their best. But I just want to throw my 2 cents in for the tips for dining out. Number one, I really agree with the bread on the table. You know, just don't bring it. And we usually tell our servers no bread for our group. You know, I mean, obviously, if there's some friends of ours that are with us, I don't interfere with their eating. You know, unless I can teach them the better habits, but. The other thing that I do is I think you should have a salad before you start your meal. You know, usually you order the salad and the dinner all together. So if you have the salad, not only does it get the enzymes going and get your gastric juices and your digestive enzymes working for you to help digestion, but it will give you a little bit of fill in your stomach, and then it's very possible that maybe you won't eat that full entree. And let's face it, most entrees are way too big for what we need. So then you'll eat a little bit of it, take some of it home, and have it for a second meal. So those are a couple tips that I like to throw out there.
Doctor, do you think that soup works in the same way, assuming it's a healthy soup?
Well, I love soup, and especially in the wintertime, it's wonderful, and I eat a lot of soup, but I think it will be filling. But I probably would say have salad or soup. The problem is if you have both, then you might cut out some of your healthy nutrient, the healthy protein that you would normally get with your entree, although lots of soups now have a lot of stock in it. A lot of them are vegetable proteins that are good as well with the beans and things like that. So I guess it really would depend on what you're having.
Well, you know, I know, Dr. Shacken, that you and Brenda Alacy are love cruises, both of you. You don't go together, but I know that you both go on cruises. And I think we're going to have a show on how to eat healthy on cruises. And
I got lots of tips on that one.
Oh, my gosh. Because both of you somehow come home, you know, without gaining a pound. So we need those tips.
I thought it was so ironic. On the cruise I was just on in November, they had this huge buffet, you know, where everybody would flock. And then on the opposite side of the same floor was a gym. So it depended if you turn left or right, if you were going to go and gorge yourself or if you'd go and, you know, work it off a little bit.
I hope the ship doesn't get off balance at that time because more people are probably eating the food.
No doubt.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Dr. Shacken, you're going to be on the show next week, and we're going to be talking about skincare, and you have an incredible line of skincare, so I can't wait.
Nutrition for the skin.
You got it. You got it. Well, thank you so much for calling in this morning, and okay. We can't wait to hear you next week.
I look forward to it. Bye-bye,
okay,
guys.
Take care. Bye-bye. Love that he called in. Don't forget, Dr. Shacken is located in Amherst in East Aurora, 839-1700. That's area code 716-839-1700. Anti-aging skincare, body contouring, he does it all. Love Dr. Shacken. And don't forget about Marcel Salon. Marcel Salon has made my hair. So if, you know what? When you go on Facebook, my hair from Marcel Salon, he did a great job, Marcel.
Looks great, Robbie.
Thank you. 6100 Main Street in Williamsville, 634-3172. I can't believe how fast this show is going today. Let me get a couple more tips and skip the tartar sauce and added creams, cheese, and sugars. Ask for more romaine lettuce. Dr. Shacken recommended that you start with a salad. I love that. I did that when we went to the pasta place this past week when I was in Florida. And iceberg lettuce has no nutritional value. So, you know, when you go to those Mediterranean and Greek restaurants, like you mentioned, Brenda, you can ask for romaine lettuce. And I just, you know, pick it out if I have to, okay? Also, skip the croutons on the salad.
Right.
And the cheese. Those are loaded with fat, and those croutons will flip on that metabolic switch, which signals your body to store fat. So you have to say, you know what? Hold the cheese, hold the croutons, whatever.
I have a question. What about people who like the crunch in your salad? Like, what can you ask them to put in instead of crouton?
You know what? My friend Beth turned me on to these bacon bites in her Caesar salad. I love them. Oh, gosh. Great, great stuff. You can get them at Nature's Market. Also, I hear the music on. Have water. Get filled up on water. Forget the pina coladas and all the drinks out there that are empty calories. Have green tea. And do I need to say this? Skip dessert, unless you're at Minty Wellness. Of course, you want to skip the dessert. And you know what, Carrie? Next month, we have John Camerano joining us. He's a personal finance coach. He's one of our new endorsed sponsors. I'm so excited about that. And so listen, everybody out there, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Brenda, so much.
We're gonna thank you, Robbie.
You know what? We're going to have you on again. I'm
love
sorry.
To come back.
It just flies by. I don't know. But listen, out there, I just want you to stay focused this week. Make those wise, healthy choices. And I am going to make a promise right now and stick to it that I'm going to put these top 10 tips of dining on my website, robbieraw.com. Oh, my gosh. Home Run Creative Services did a great job with that. So listen, remember that God commands us in the fruits of the Spirit to have discipline, self-control, and to persevere mind, body, soul, spirit. Make it a great day. Thanks for listening to The Raw Truth, and we'll see you next week.